All right, I'm here with Danilo. Tell me a little bit about who you are and what you do at Microsoft.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me, Larry. I'm a dev in the Link team, a tester in the Link team. For Wave 14, I was part of the platform team. Now I'm responsible for some features in the product itself. And as part of the things that we did testing the platform, we not only had to run some of the internal frameworks and tools, we also built some of the apps. And what we're going to see today is one of those sample apps that we built.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about conversation docking with the Link SDK.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What is conversation docking?
So that's one of the features in the SDK. It's a really cool feature in which it lets you embed, if you will, the conversation window in your line of business application or in any application. So in general, the SDK allows you to do two main things, which is some features lets you enhance the experience in Link, bringing some of the stuff from your line of business application into Link, providing some context in your conversations and collaboration sessions. Some others lets you bring the Link's experience into your applications, and docking is just one of them.
Mm-hmm. And how do you actually use it?
It's really simple. All you need it's just to, once you have the handle of a window or a control, you can just pass it to the SDK and it'll dock it. I can just show you that.
Let's take a look here.
Sure. So we're gonna build a really, really quick app in Visual Studio. Let's start doing a new project. I'm going to do a Windows Forms application. We can do this with Windows Forms, LPF, or any desktop technology. But just for the sake of simplicity, Windows Forms just gives you handles for any control, and so it's a bit quicker.
Okay.
Let's start the project. Let's just draw a really simple window. There we go. Let's make it a little big for the conversation window. And let's just add a couple of things to mix it up a bit. So. Something to double click instead of a button and just adding an image is just better looking. I have one right here. There you go.
Nice.
And let's just add a panel in which we're going to be hosting a new conversation window. And let's make it big enough. There you go. And when we double click the window, what we're going to do is we're going to start a new conversation, and that new conversation is going to be right in that, embedded in that main window, which is just, in this example, it would be your line of business application. So first thing we need to do is obviously add a reference to the SDK. Let's just do that. We'll search for the Link. I have installed the SDK, so let's just search for Link. And there are several libraries. You can use different libraries for different purposes. We have controls, which is just drag and drop stuff that you can use in the platform. But for this example, I'm going to use the whole model. So I'm going to add the model library, and let's start using it. It's like I said, when you double click, what we're going to do is start a new conversation. So this is entry point. The library is really simple. You can get everything from a root entry point. In this case, it's what we call Link client. Just use IntelliSense here to add it. And we'll get what we call automation, which the automation object, and start conversation. So as you notice here, there's several overloads. The one we're going to be using, we need several things. The first one is we need to know what type of conversation we're going to be adding. In this case, we're just going to do a simple IM. What are the participants, so who I'm going to be talking to, and some settings that we can add to the conversation. In our case, it's the handle of the parent window. So before we do that, we'll need participants and settings. So let me add that first. Let's call this participant. And I just happen to have here just the test account in Messenger. And we'll add the set of settings that we need. In our case, it's just the handle of the parent window. Let's call these settings. It's a new dictionary of what we call. Automation. Presets. We're just using JavaScript for a sec. So let's include this namespace, and then now we have it. Modality settings, object. This is just a property bag that we use to set a whole lot of settings that you can do for different modalities. And let's just add one. In our case, it's going to be, like I said, what we call the parent window. Where is this conversation going to be docked into? And for that, we'll use the panel that we just created and grab the handle for that from that. OK, we're ready to go. Now we can pass everything we need to start the conversation. The first thing is automation modality. Like I said, we have different modalities. So you can start an audio call, a video call. In our case, we're going to use an instant message call, an IM session. We pass the participants, we pass the settings, and there are more things that you need, like a callback, because this is all asynchronous, but we only use that for now, so let's just pass null and null. That's it. Let's just run this guy. That's the window. When I double-click this, you get a new conversation.
Very nice.
It's an actual conversation, so let's just try this out. I can just say hi, and I have that account here in Live Messenger, so this is hi. It's smiley, and it's really simple. So with just four lines of code, you get your conversation embedded in that application.
Tell us about some of the other uses for this. What are some of the real world use cases?
Well, there are different samples I can do. Imagine doing this in any type of application, your CRM app, your Visual Studio for getting in touch with different developers. But one of the first things that comes to mind when you think of docking is, what if I have more than one conversation? How I can provide a single interface to manage that?
Yeah.
Link in the last release in 2010 didn't provide that for in the product itself. So we thought of doing that just to play around with the SDK and explore things a bit. And that's what we came up with this, what do we call tapped conversations.
So tell me more about that.
I can just show you. I have it installed here. And it's a really quick demo. This is tab conversations. Because this is using the SDK, it's just a separate app, obviously. It's running here in the C-Stray. It's a little app that just listens to events and what's happening in Link. And whenever there's a new conversation, it knows that it grabs the conversation window and embeds that into its own interface. So let's just grab different people here. You can actually see that it's grabbing that. And it's really non-intrusive UI. It's just for providing this tab interface. So if I have more than one conversation, I don't need to go look for those in different places. I just have all of them in a single place.
Yeah, it's like IE.
Exactly. Just like different IAM, like Windows Live Messenger, for instance, does it. Just like the browsers and stuff like that. This came out as a sample. We wanted to explore the SDK, and we wanted to showcase the capabilities of it, of the whole platform. So at the beginning, we were only thinking of doing dot conversations. But by doing this full-fledged application, we started adding a few things that we needed. So for instance, I can show you Link. It's a bit different than Live Messenger and other IAM clients, simply because it has different types of conversations. And different types of conversations have different window sizes. Mm-hmm. So one of the big deals one of the small complexities here is how to handle different sizes in a single UX without being annoying and changing things all the time. So I don't want to call different people now, but let's just remove IM here. And this is emulating that you're doing an audio call. Mm-hmm. So an audio call is really simple, very small window.
Yeah.
It's not changing the full size of the window that small, simply because you have different sessions. And you don't want to be jumping between IM sessions and audio, for instance.
Yeah.
So whenever we size the parent window handle, we tell through the SDK to the conversation windows, hey, all of you resize yourself so you get a nice embedded experience. It almost feels like it's part of the product. So one thing is handling all the size management. And once we decided, hey, this is really useful, this could be more than just a sample. We can actually use this, and some of our customers might like it, might get use from it. So we said, let's just polish things a bit and add a few more features that could be embedded into this so people can actually use this as a product. One of those things is adding presence in the tabs. So for instance, I'm here talking to Gidika, and there's different people. I want to talk to Sam again. I don't know if he's available or not. So just by hovering here, I can see that he's still available, his screen.
Very cool.
A little list to manage all the things, just following the same model as a browser and other IAM clients like Messenger. You still have presence in this tab, so you know that this person is busy, this person is available, for instance. One other thing that we added and that the platform is providing for us is a whole notification system for these embedded conversation windows. So let's just start again with a conversation with this account. And let's say, well, this person is reading and replying and just doing something else. Let's say we're talking to this last person here, a separate tab. So if this person replies, how do I know that someone is IMing me? So we added a notification system in Taskbar. It's configurable, so by default, it's trying to be non-intrusive. It's not flashing. It's sort of following the Windows 7 guidelines. And also, in the same conversation window, you might not be able to see the tab that is telling you, hey, something is happening. So it'll be yellow in the tab, but in this case, you don't see it. We also provide that in the list. So you know all the people that are requesting your attention.
Yeah.
This is not only for IAM. A lot of things could happen in a link conversation. Mm-hmm. For instance, you're having an IAM session and they escalate to audio, they add a sharing session, they're sharing a file, or you're in a video call and they remove the video, or something happens.
Yeah.
Anything that happens in the conversation, we also have apps within the conversations with contextual information. All of those get notifications so you know what's happening and you don't lose that just by embedding the conversation in this interface. And just completed the scenario a little bit. We added this plus, just like create a new conversation. It doesn't make as much sense as a browser in which you have a new tab and you switch your spec. So
yeah,
we sort of chose IAM, which is the most common session. When you click on plus, it'll just open, because there's no contact selected, it'll open what you call a contact picker.
Yeah.
And then you can start with different people here. This scenario is really nice because it touches a part of the framework that is sort of an implicit feature that we ship with the SDK. Mm-hmm. There's no programmatic access to that contact picker, but you can do this by starting a new conversation with no participants. So if you don't pass participants, instead of failing silently or throwing an exception or giving you an error, we're just throwing the contact picker because that probably the intent of the user is to do that.
Yeah.
We're going to pick it after I create a conversation.
And that's like contacts that you've used a lot in the past?
Yeah, so the contact picker is actually listing the contacts, but at first the contacts that you have in your list, mm-hmm. in your client, but there's also search control.
Yeah.
So you can search not only in your client, but in the whole address book in the company.
Nice.
Yeah. And one of the other things, so this feels like it's actually filling a small gap in the product, which is tab conversations. Mm-hmm. One other thing that is not in the 2010 version of Link is recent conversations. So there's a concept of frequent contacts, but that's a bit different. It's the people who you talk the most, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't have the last three or five persons that in which you have a conversation with. So for that, I added that, and just to sort of play it nice with Windows 7, we created a jump list for that. So when you right-click here in the taskbar, you will get several tasks. You can start an IAM. Again, these three, start an IAM or a call or a video call, will trigger the same contact picker.
Yeah.
And also you get these redial lists, as we call it, which is a recent conversation that you held.
Very cool. I like that.
Yep.
Nice.
And that's tab conversations.
Is this something that's available for developers to use today?
Yes.
And
so,
where do they get it from?
Sure. So like I said, we thought it was useful for customers, so we included this in what we call the Link Adoption and Training Kit, and we released that just last week. You can search for that on the web, Link Adoption and Training Kit, or just go to msdn.com/link, and you'll get all the information about the platform.
Very nice. Well, thanks for showing us this today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.